Voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to Riyadat Faisal on Indonesia Today, on Thursday, 15th May 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I hope that today for you all, you are fine, and today can be as a new day, new spirit, and even new opportunity for you to try something new, to try something that you think is really important for you, listeners. Well, if you are listening to our program, I also hope that with full of spirit that you do for today, in every single day, everything that you do must be much better and must give such better improvement for yourself, listeners. And I'm Ahmad Faisal. Also, with our team, would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, starting from 6 o'clock a.m. up to 12 p.m. local time, Jakarta. Subianto received the Darjah Kerabat Laila Utama yang amat dihormati or most esteemed family order of Laila Utama from Sultan Hasna Bolkiah of Brunei Darussalam. The award presentation took place at the Nurul Iman Palace, Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei on Wednesday. The Sultanate of Brunei Darussalam presented this honor as its highest recognition for heads of state and world leaders who have significantly contributed to advancing cooperative relations with Brunei Darussalam. Indonesia underscored the importance of ethical artificial intelligence, or AI, used during the APEC Education Ministers meeting held on Jeju Island, South Korea on Wednesday. A key topic discussed in the forum was the role of AI in expanding access to education and creating broader learning opportunities for communities. During his presentation, Indonesia's Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, stressed the importance of ethical considerations in the development and use of AI in education. That's the news. power search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of India.
Well, it's not time for me to share you about the weather forecast. Now, it is from, Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Especially for today, 15th May 2025. Now, I'd like to start from the city in eastern region of Indonesia, listeners. Our start, I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. Yes, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 31 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Merauke. Merauke is forecast rainy, the same as Jayapura, with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Ambon, listener. The city of Ambon is forecast rainy, with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. What about Ternate? Yes, Ternate is forecast rainy, with temperature 24 up to 39 degrees Celsius. What about Makassar? Yes, Makassar is forecast rainy, with temperature 25 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Mamuju. The city is forecast, heavy rain, with temperature 17 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's fly to Manado. Manado is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 39 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Kupang is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to another province. Yes, we go to, what's that? Samarinda in Kalimantan. Samarinda is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Palangkaraya, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Java Island. Surabaya, yes. The city of Surabaya is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Semarang, it is forecast rainy with temperature 31 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Bandung in West Java. Bandung is forecast rainy with temperature 18 up to 37 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Sumatra Island. Let's go to Bengkulu. Bengkulu is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Medan, it is also forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. The last is we fly to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Well, so that was about the weather forecast, especially for some cities in Indonesia. For today, 15th May 2025. It is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
Popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances.
There is one violinist tradition of musical instrument. However, there is one violinist tradition of musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is ringgit. According to the history, ringgit was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when one care or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Magpie Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reog. Angklung Reog is the weapon of Magpie Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When one attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Magpie people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten, like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be ringgit, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little caps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the ringgit and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana? According to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make ringgit is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating in a percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by ringgit is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand, and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play ringgit needs a special skill and feeling. In playing ringgit, there is also a technique of beating, namely munyo, which is held by the left hand of companion player, or called samsi. In the performance of boom boom dance, this technique is called jigot. In Bali itself, and ringgit is usually performed to accompany the boom boom dance. Besides that, ringgit is also performed to accompany many other events, such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of ringgit makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, ringgit becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, give us a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called ringgit. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa! Thank you.
Yeah.
According to the story of the local people, the speech is being found how because there are holes in the grass or rocks so that it will look like a stove. How will we change the name instead of? So the speech is named Pharaoh Howell. In addition, the speech is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliff that drops into the sea is Nyan Rokido's friend, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Pharaoh Howell Beach. A view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks. It's a very beautiful scenery here. Technically, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach for the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
to share you our wise word, listener. It is now from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking a knob on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious leader. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951, the Bashuni organization figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. For listening to the Voice of Indonesia through Arab Digital. You can also enjoy directly the program of all Arab stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest news. And you can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat Arab Digital as a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. So please download now on Google Play and Application Store.